Welcome back to Rural Queensland Today. You're with Ben Dobbin. You can email me anytime you like, dobbo at ruralqldtoday.com.au. Like us on the Facebook page. It's Rural Queensland Today. The new Royal Hotel at Ruby Vale. Now, many people haven't been to Ruby Vale. It's just outside of Emerald, and they have a spectacular pub there. Would you believe that for the third year in a row, they have won the Queensland Hoteliers Award as the best bush pub? That's right. The best bush pub for the third year in a row is the new Royal Hotel at Ruby Vale. I've had a beer there. I've had a rum there. I've had a steak there. My good mate Clint Hawkins used to own Killambeat. Well, his family owned Killambeat just outside of Ruby Vale. And I remember we went in there. Charlie took us in there for dinner. Unbelievable night that was. And I'm sure Clint's listening, him and his wife Shelley, and they've been there. They miss it. It was a great pub. Anyway, people still keep on going out there. Wendy McFarlane, the publican, joins me this morning. Good morning, Wendy. What makes your pub so special?
I think it's the atmosphere as soon as you walk in. I mean, it's made from local billy boulders and logs, and there's a great big fireplace, which is fantastic in the winter down one end. And then in the summer, we open it all up, and we've got a lovely beer garden out the back. So I think that has a lot to do with it. We've got loads of history about the area and mining all around the walls, and people love to come in and just walk around and read that.
It's an amazing place, Ruby Vale.
It is.
And the pub is the most spectacular, I suppose, building there. But the history of Ruby Vale, talk to us about that a bit.
Well, it goes back, I'm not sure on the date there, Ben, but sapphires were discovered and then there was a big boom. Then it quietened off, and again, then in the 70s it boomed again, and then it went quiet, a lot of businesses closed. But now it's a real tourist destination, and we just get loads of people coming all through the winter months. And sure. Then you get school holidays, people everywhere in Ruby Vale and also all around the gem field. So it's become a very popular spot.
How long have you had the pub for, Wendy? You and your husband, when did you arrive to Ruby Vale to own the new Royal Hotel?
It was our retirement, Ben.
It's always the way, isn't it?
Yeah. I always say it was always Bruce, my husband's dream to own a pub. It was never my dream. But yep. He sold it to me on the fact that I get good sapphires and good wine. So I came out here with him.
You would have got one, though, because I went fossicking there. I remember back in 2000, I went out to Ruby Vale. I took my mother out there, and we went out fossicking. And they are there. There's dead set. It was a beautiful little sapphire that we got. I mean, it wasn't worth, like, anything major. But there's plenty of sapphires out there, and it's a really fantastic experience. What's the premier dish there? Obviously, a meal makes entertainment, but meals are what make pubs so good. You guys would pride yourself being a bush pub. What's the best feed you can get at Ruby Vale?
Well, we do a great Sunday roast lunch. So every Sunday it's beef or lamb or pork or whatever the chef's got going for him. We took on a Nepalese chef, Raj.
Yep.
On a 457 3 years ago now. He's now got residency and has stayed on, and his food is fantastic. We get loads of compliments on the food. We do a curry night on Monday nights, a schnitzel night on Tuesday nights, as I said, the roast on Sundays. But we've got an extensive menu with the steaks that you talk about, and sure. Everybody goes away very happy.
It's a fantastic place, Ruby Vale, and for the new Royal Hotel to win 3 years in a row, best bush pub, that is something spectacular. It must have been extremely rewarding for you guys, for your husband and yourself, to be down, obviously, in Brisbane last week to win that award. It makes it all worthwhile, even if it is in your retirement.
Yeah, it certainly does. Yeah, the amount of people that came up to us, like you, who'd been out here and said, what a fantastic place it is and what a great pub. It was wonderful for us. We actually took Raj, our chef, and his wife with us, and they were there on the night, and we all had a ball.
Well, I can tell you, if you're interested in going there, just go onto their website, rubyvalehotel.com.au, have a look at their website. They are the winner of the 2014, 2015 and 2016 Queensland Hoteliers Awards Best Bush Pub. You cannot beat it. It is absolutely spectacular pub. It is made out of all local timber. I've had a few rum and cakes there myself. It's one of the better pubs in Queensland. Thank you so much, Wendy, for being with us, and congratulations. Next time we're up in Emerald, we might come out there. When we're up in Emerald, we might come out and have a steak and a beer with you.
Sounds great. We'll look forward to that, Ben. Thanks very much.
No problem. And it's so good the people in the bush are actually winning these kind of awards and getting this kind of recognition. The new Royal Hotel, Rubyvale, winner this year once again for the third year in a row of the best bush pub. Let us know where you think the best bush pub is. We'd love to hear back from you. Rubyvale's been voted. You might have a different opinion. Your local might be the pub that you like. I'd love to hear from you. Dobbo at ruralqldtoday.com.au. And remember, you can go to our Facebook page, send us anything you'd like, whether or not you think the Rubyvale Hotel's the best pub. I reckon that's a great award. It is a spectacular pub, not only to visit and dine at, but just to go out to Rubyvale. Great part of Australia.